Hello there, I am Raina, and I welcome you to Reflect With Me. This is a journal-style microcast where I reflect on all the things. In this episode, I'm reflecting on gaming news, and all the gaming. So, you can join in on the discussion by emailing the show at reflectingwithraina@gmail.com. You can also tweet the show on Twitter at @RainaReflects, and also me, because I'm condensed my Twitter. All of my Twitters is now RainaReflects on Twitter. That's what I'm going to do. And you can also head to reflectingwithraina.com for my show notes. So you'll get all the links that I talk about and share in the show. And you can also find a spot where you can leave a voice message and be a part of the show just by clicking the link and simply recording your message. And then I can play it on the show. So today is March 30th. 2012, and I'm still battling pleurisy. I don't know if you listened to my last episode, if it sounds like I'm taking long breaths or I'm a little winded, it's because my lungs are still surrounded by liquid. And but your prayers have greatly helped, because I am actually been able to take more full breaths. So that has been a relief. So keep them coming. Thank you so much for taking the time to pray for me and my bizarre, mysterious pleurisy. So we're still trying to figure out what it is. So before I keep talking about my pleurisy, because I don't want to talk about it, I'm tired of thinking about it. So I'm going to jump into some gaming and gaming news. We're going to start with gaming news. That's what we're going to do. Right, we're gonna get started in our gaming news section by highlighting a story on PC Gamer, and it just is another reason why you should really just use push to talk. Okay, not to mention, because some people are very loud mouth breathers and it sounds like into the microphone, but also you got the keyboard smashers. Ooh, I probably shouldn't have done that while I'm recording. But yeah, you know what I'm talking about. If you have gamed any amount of gaming, if you can utilize push to talk, it's always a good thing. Yeah, the story right here on PC Gamer is titled "The NFL Player Who Accidentally Leaked New Contract to His Wife's Call of Duty Warzone Squad." So that is exactly what happened. Reddit user probation officer 2035 overheard this weekend when they randomly grouped up with Twitch streamer Utali, who's also the wife of Bears offensive guard Rashad Coward. So probation described the unlikely event on the official NFL subreddit, saying that their teammate, quote, had her mic on and I could hear her husband talking in the background about a, quote, deal. Turns out that deal was Coward's now confirmed move to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then they're quoted also saying the last thing that they heard was that if no one else calls within the next 30 minutes, he's going to sign a 3-year deal in order to facilitate the trade, because he would love to be in Pittsburgh. So just another reason why you should definitely use that push to talk. You know, it's a good thing. Sometimes you can just end up saying something or yelling across the room to answer someone, or, you know, whatever, like, let the dogs out. I feel like I say that all the time, like all day long. The dogs come to me and then I yell to make it, let the dogs out, you know. So they're like, they know, like, I'm the house manager or something, and they're like, nobody's listening to us, we'll go tell her and then she'll activate the people who will let us out. So that's funny. So yeah, definitely use that push to talk. Moving on. Well, I have some Blizzard gaming news to cover now. There's quite a lot of stuff going on in the Blizzard realm. And we'll get started with a story that's not so fantastic about Blizzard. On the heels of the news of layoffs at Activision Blizzard affecting between 50 and 190 employees, it is now being reported that Activision/Blizzard CEO Bobby Kotick could be set up to receive a huge payout of up to US dollars of $200 million US dollars based on a stock-related incentive clause in his employment contract. Isn't that just lovely, isn't it? Hearthstone has announced its new expansion, and it is available now. It is called Forged in the Barrens, and it is live worldwide with 135 new collecting cards. The new Frenzy keyword, ranked spells, legendary mercenary minions, and a lot more. Obviously, you can go to playhearthstone.com to find out and also to buy more packs. Well, there's another game that you can play off the Battle.net app. Not just, you know, Warcraft or Starcraft or Call of Duty. There's also, obviously, Overwatch. But now you can also access Crash Bandicoot 4, titled It's About Time. The game has been touted as the best Crash yet by GamesBeat and is celebrating the franchise's 25-year anniversary in style by coming to PC via Battle.net. Now on to some Warcraft news. The Burning Crusade Classic beta test has begun. Over the course of the test, they'll be inviting opt-in beta testers and more to check out the upcoming Classic expansion and also to give them feedback. Blizzard wants to thank everyone also for the generous donations to Doctors Without Borders. And they reached their $500,000 goal, and Bananas, the monkey pet, has now been unlocked for everyone who is playing Modern Warcraft. So, like I said, Bananas is now available for free from the Blizzard shop. You can just head right to the Blizzard shop and click claim, because that's what I did. In unexpected turn of events, Blizzard announced that they would also be removing the 30, 90, and 180-day game time purchase options from World of Warcraft, leaving only a 60-day option. They said that they recently conducted a review on the available services in all currencies, and based on this, that they decided to alter the available game time options in the Blizzard shop, Blizzard wrote in their forum post. So purchasing game time was a way for players to experience WoW without the huge commitment of a reoccurring subscription plan. But as of today, players who wish to do so continue to carry on that model of payment will only be able to buy game time in 60-day chunks. And that will cost you $29.99 US dollars. WoWhead has chimed in, and they speculate that the move might be to shift game time buyers into one of Blizzard's subscription plans, which leads to more money for the company. Because let's be honest, how many of those little nickel and dime subscriptions do we have floating out there that we probably have already forgotten about? So I definitely see where WoWhead is going when they're talking about that. And if you love to play Valheim and you also love to play Warcraft, there is a mod right now that you can actually play Northrend in Valheim. Players have been able to use the amazing flexibility of the Iron Gate Studio game's mod features to build their own visions in the game and even their own zones. So you can still keep the Viking vibe because the modder Dragon Man the Fox has built Northrend for your gaming pleasure. So that is really awesome. So I'll put the link in the show notes for that if you like to play Valheim and you also like to play Warcraft. Why not? That would be pretty amazing. I might have to try that. And to wrap up the Warcraft news, Blizzard has announced that the 9.1 PTR will go up in around 2 weeks. So meaning that the week of April 12th, you can expect that. Keep your eyes peeled. Raid testing will likely start the week after, around April 19th. The patch 9.1 Chains of Domination was originally talked about and previewed at BlizzCon Line, but details were very, very light. Not a lot was shared. So now you'll be able to get your hands on it. And you can also check out everything that WoWhead learned, because they have made a huge, huge patch notes section for, you know, that's how they roll. That's how Peculiar rolls. I'll put that in the show notes. Now we're rolling into some general gaming news. There was a report on a Sydney Baptist pastor that has 200. I bet he wishes he had 200,000. He has 20,000 followers on Twitch. In 3 years, the 29-year-old Pastor Scar, you can follow him on Twitter at Pastor Scar, S-K-A-R. He has built up more than 20,000 followers who either watch the video games he plays or actually gets to join into the action. He is quoted saying these streams are very much about gaming, hanging out, having a laugh. But if anyone asks for prayer or something, then I'll happily pray for them, he says. Between the gaming sessions, Mr. Scaria holds separate live streams on Twitch called Real Talk, where matters of faith are discussed. And he says that they talk about life and about different real world topics through a faith lens. So that's cool. I put the link to the entire article in my show notes so you can check that out. And we're gonna talk about some Steam news. I was so excited when I saw this on my Steam front page. You can invite anyone now to join your game with Steam Remote Play. Those friends and family can join your game with just a link. Steam is now offering, you know, they already offer thousands of games, but now you can share with friends and family to play together online. You could jump into any of your own Remote Play Together games. So that's where the kicker is. So you just make sure that it has that Remote Play Together access, like the co-op and stuff like that. So games with local multiplayer support also are included. And then you can grab a link to your game from your friends list, send it to anyone however you like, and you'll be able to play together in no time. Yes, with just a link. I was like, what? New to the thousands of Remote Play Together titles on Steam, you can now invite anyone to join your local multiplayer game with just that URL. You can have up to 4 players or even more in ideal conditions, and they can instantly join in on your fun. Only the host needs to own the game, which is what I thought was the game, you know, changer right there. You don't have to have all of you own the game. This is really awesome for people who, one, are low on funds, two, already have such a huge backlog, they don't really want to buy another game, and or if they just simply want to test out the game and see if they want to buy it. You know, they can play with you and see if you guys jive well together. So, like I said, only one host needs to own and install the game, while additional players will connect through Steam Remote Play streaming technology using either Steam or the Steam Link app. No account is needed to join your game from Windows, Mac OS, Linux, iOS, or even Android devices. So you can save the date, but you don't have to because technically it already launched on 5 days ago. When I was working on my show notes, I so badly wanted to get the show out by then, but hey, so if you didn't know, now you do. They celebrated this launch on the 25th of March, so it's been 5 days. So they also have featuring hundreds and discounts. There are so many games right now on sale. It's nuts. It's really cool. I want to say like No Man's Sky was like 50% off. It's only like $29.99 right now. And that one stands out, I think, because I tweeted it out. That's probably why I could remember. So in more Steam talk, I'm going to cover some Steam games. And so we will do that right now. All right, I wanted to share some Steam games that caught my eye, and Mr. Prepper is one of them. It's about being prepared, which is kind of something that I like. And it says, you know something is wrong. The risk of a nuclear war is in the air, and you need to get ready for what's coming. Struggle for your freedom and deal with the authoritarian government in this survival crafting game. You will be able to build an underground shelter, craft machines and facilities to help keep you alive, like farms and greenhouses, tools and vehicles. You can trade with neighbors, give them what they need, get something that you need. You will be able to explore atmospheric locations, scavenge materials, make plans, meet other rebellious characters in the game, outsmart the secret police. They don't want you to be prepared. They want you to stay controlled. Mr. Prepper is just a guy living in a country which once had been the land of the free, but its new government has changed everything. This sounds really, I feel I feel deja vu hitting right now. Obey, stay in your lane, and love the president. Otherwise, the secretive and all-powerful agency will take interest in you. Mr. Prepper has decided to defy this and get out of the delusion of life. The only way for him to hide his plans is to do things underground in a shelter and construct a machine that will help him get out. But for that, he will need materials, time, and secrecy. Help him succeed and break the status quo. That's right. In this game, you can craft, trade, explore, scavenge, complete quests, survive, and they add defy the government. So, alrighty then. I don't know that that's always the first, like, I don't know. I feel like that might not always end well. But at the end of the day, Mr. Prepper is all about being prepared. You know something is wrong. The risk of a nuclear war is in the air, and you need to get ready for what's coming. It is 1999. All reviews are very positive right now. It was released... It's a baby. It was released on March 18th, 2021. It is developed by Rejected Games, and it's published by Playway SA Rejected Games. And I just thought that sounded like a cool, interesting game. If that's up your alley, definitely check that out. Moving on. I got another one to share. Now, this game I'm going to share is called Ragnarok. It is 1999. It is also fairly new, came out December 17th, 2020. It has overwhelmingly positive and very positive reviews, and it's developed by Wanadev Studio, and the publisher is also Wanadev. And this is their about section. Are you ready to rock? Ragnarok is a solo multiplayer VR rhythm game in which you play a Viking captain competing in a ship race. With your two hammers, crush the incoming runes in sync with epic Viking music. And it is pretty epic. If you go to the page on the Steam store, you can see like it's a first person view of just beating on these drums, and you got to hit them just in time. It's pretty awesome. If you're looking for some like upper body exercise, and you also love music, and you also love the Viking music, because the Viking music is actually pretty epic, it is pretty cool. You just keep hitting the runes perfectly to accumulate combo energy in your hammers, and you'll be able to activate your speed boost. There's Viking music. The track list is curated with love and care and will be regularly updated. So that's cool. You get updated music, so it's not like Guitar Hero where you got like the same, you know, old 80s rock, 90s rock over and over and over and over again. You have updated music, so that's really awesome. They also have epic rock and metal tracks of Aelstorm, Glory Hammer, Windrose, and many more. All have a festive Viking Celtic pirate style, which makes you feel the Viking power in you. Simple gameplay they offer that follows the tradition of arcade games. Ragnarok is said to be easy to play, hard to master. To move forward, only your sense of rhythm matters. So keep that in mind. If you are lacking in the rhythm department, you may struggle, but hey, practice makes perfect is what they say. That's what they say. Multiplayer mode, there is one, and it is also multiplayer PvP, and that mode brings real-time competition against your friends or other people. You can also start a public or private game for up to 6 players and beat them all to the finish in the first place. And in solo, you can race against a ghost ship, which represents your best score. So that's cool. You can kind of compete against your last record. That's awesome. There's also mythological environments. Ragnarok transports you to the land of the Vikings in a stylized environment inspired by Nordic mythology. More environments will be added over time. And support for custom songs. They want to add a play track from your personal music library. They want you to be able to create a custom playable song from any song you own and play it in solo mode. And they are saying that they want to offer regular updates, which will include more songs and environments. And you can join their Discord and all that jazz from their Steam store site. And I have obviously say those magic words, put that in the show notes. And now we're going to share another game because I found lots of cool ones. All right. So this is a free-to-play game that I found called Royal Crown. and it released on February 23rd of this year, 2021. It has mostly positive ratings. The developer is Meerkat Games. And this game says that you are now summoned to Royal Crown, a fantasy battle royale to see who is most fit to survive and adventure through a beautiful fairy tale themed battlefield, which I thought looked pretty amazing. Wait, there's a tip to help you survive better before you free fall. So this game looked a little different from some of the other battle royales. And so I'm just going to share with some of the points that they had on their store. Page, one intense survival match with up to 30 players. So in order to become that winner of this fantasy battlefield, you should never stop your effort to be the best. You can either engage in battle from the start to aim for victory, or you can hide in bushes to evade your powerful enemies. You can use fences and bushes and other obstacles to enjoy your survival battle to its best, but then also has various modes, squad, duo, solo, custom, and you can select a game mode based on what you like. So for team play modes, you can diversify your survival tactics depending on the team composition. And then they also offers 20 different champions, so you can play each champion with unique characteristics. The champion classes are divided into warrior, sniper, assassin, support, mage, and tanks. And each champion has unique skills, so play your character according to your strategy. And then you can also plan your survival tactic with equipment, food, and consumables. So say no more to the dull battles and farming. There are loads of different craftable items such as bombs, foods, and equipment. So you can also search for rare craft materials or hunt down different monsters in the field to collect what you need. There's even a legendary dragon out there that you should never dare to face alone. So it's lying dormant and, you know, approach with caution. You can also craft and collect items needed for survival and use them to optimize your tactics. And also, you can respond to the call of the new fantasy battlefield with battles and adventures for survival. And they ask, can you become the hero in this world of small villages, canyons, and deadly deserts? And they said, come free fall to Royal Crown. And that's a great way to say that because it's free to play. So if you don't like it, uninstall. And moving on to what I've been doing in game. All right, so since I've been sick with the water on my lungs for no, we don't know the cause. If you want to know more about that, I talk about that in episode 12. But I've had a lot of rest time. I'm supposed to have a lot of rest time. It's been going on 2 weeks now that I've been struggling to breathe with pleurisy. So hopefully this week I'll get answers because I have a lot more appointments scheduled. So I have had some extra time to sit on my butt, sit on the couch, flip over, lay down, whatever. I'm, you know, they say rest and anti-inflammatories are the way to help you. So I've been doing that. And because thankfully I'm a gamer, so that makes it a lot easier to tolerate. So I purchased this game called Tinkertown off from Steam, and it's $16.99. It's early access and it has mostly positive reviews. It came out December 3rd of 2020. It's still obviously early access, so it's not baked by any means, but I like the vibe. It's neat because I like games like Stardew Valley and Littlewood. So Tinkertown, I had kept my eye on, so I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that it finally came to our early access. So I will read from their about page. Come to Tinkertown, a refreshing new multiplayer sandbox experience. Now I'll stop them right there. I haven't really found that it's multiplayer unless right now it's co-op. I remember when I was eyeballing the game that it made it sound like it had like its own servers for multiplayer, but they may have dialed that back and, you know, take a couple steps back to be able to go forward a couple steps. So right now I think multiplayer experience is co-op only. It could be wrong, but I didn't see any way to do anything outside of just co-op. So you can grab your shovel, your pickaxe, and your sword, and enter the realms of Tinkertown. A magical place awaits, filled with loot, danger, creativity. You build your own village from small shacks to impressive castles and townships. So that has been cool. Everything I chopped down in the game, I can reuse and take. And so it reminded me of kind of like a Minecraft or Portal Knights type like that, where if you see something out in the world and you want it, you're like, I want this for my very own. You can just chip away at it and make it yours. So that has been cool. And it's very low system requirements, because we're talking, you know, that 8-bit art, because I play it on my laptop. So when I'm playing upstairs on my laptop, I can play lower, less demanding games. So, but I can also play Warcraft on my laptop. So, but these games just run obviously fantastic, because there's not very much to them. And you can also gather resources in the game as you explore, and it's a procedurally generated world. You can procedurally generate by yourself or with friends. So you can, like I said, invite someone in to your co-op. And it says if you need some extra challenge, while the surface world is mostly peaceful, only most courageous explorers will enter the sinister dungeons scattered around the world and defeat the horrors that live with an epic loot that awaits. So right now I have found, I feel like I've been like a technic, because it's so new. I feel like I have, like, something's bugged. Like, I built a bridge because there's like little rivers going through the map, and I made a little house, and the crafting is pretty fluid. You craft the crafting table, then you can craft the recipes are linked to the crafting tables. So I played a lot of sandbox survival games that have that. So you just open, like Ark and Outlaws, you just open up the crafting table and then you can make stuff. And it's really cool. And it's like instant. You don't gotta wait there for your stuff to craft. It's just boom, it's right there in your inventory. And there's no weight limit right now, so you're not bogged down. You do have an inventory, but you can craft boxes and store stuff. So that's been pretty cool. So far I really like it. But I do feel like I hit a wall technology-wise, because there's a lot of like iron ore that I can't find. I can't hit with my particular axe. So I'm sure there's a lot more exploring. The map is huge. And I did just get chased by snowmen in the Arctic zone. I thought that they might be friendly. They're not. So fair warning, spoiler alert, if you get Tinkertown and you punch a snowman, yeah, be ready to run, because that guy don't mess around. So I've been having fun with Tinkertown. But like I said, I feel like I'm in like a little technological shelf right now. I hit a little wall. So I set it down, and I've also been playing Animal Crossing. And I know I'm like a year late to the game, but whatever. We got my kids and I all Nintendo Switch Lite. So we've been playing Animal Crossing. I've been a naughty, naughty person. I have a credit card hooked up to it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this game is amazing. It's nearly $60. It's only $9. So I had to buy us all the Mario Brothers Rabbids Tower something battle ground battle kingdom something or other. Man, you can't go wrong. A game that's nearly $60, you only pay $10 for. So I bought me and the kids that, so we could all play together. And then there was a Kirby game we snagged for free. That was awesome. And it felt really nice to have a console, a handheld console, because I've always had console or PC, but I never had a handheld growing up. Outside of the janky, now this was way before obviously Game Boys and all that, but we would have those little janky ones, you know, in the 80s and 90s that had one game built into it, and it was like a racing one, like Hot Wheels or something. Like, that's the closest I ever had to a handheld. So I am loving these smart handhelds that, you know, connect wirelessly. You can battle with each other. I'm just spoiled. I love it. So naturally, I had to get all my favorite games that I already had on Steam and download them, like Littlewood and Stardew Valley. So I got those on there now too. So that's fun. So I got a little mix of everything. So I'm in love right now with my Nintendo Switch Lite. So yeah, that's been my gaming time. A lot of couch time and a lot of playing 8-bit game time. So I think I actually will. I know I wasn't really going to play Warcraft, but I think I'm going to go in and finish out leveling, because I'm not a raider anyway, so I don't know why that was going to let me hold me back. So I'm probably still going to hop in and play. But that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed my Raina Reflects on Gaming episodes. I used to do the Christian Gaming Podcast, and I wanted to just spread my wings. And then I just felt led to, you know, do my podcast and break it up in all the different topics I like to talk about. So I do love to talk about gaming. So thank you for stopping in. And don't forget, you can join in the discussion by going to the outro. As I was saying, thank you for stopping in for today's entry of Reflecting with Raina on Gaming. And don't forget, you can join in on the discussion by emailing the show at reflectingwithraina@gmail.com. You can tweet the show at Raina Reflects on Twitter, and you can find my show notes at reflectingwithraina.com. And you can also leave me a voice message and be part of the show by using the link and the show notes, or the link that is right up front on the front page on reflectingwithraina.com, and you can be part of the show. Tell me what you're playing. Tell me what's up. All right. Take care. God bless. Bye-bye.